Blog Talk Radio.
Somebody lift your hand as we celebrate the greatness of our God. He's great and he's greatly to be praised. Our God is awesome. He can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. Come on, our God is awesome. He heals me when I'm broken. His strength where I've been weakened. Forever he'll reign. Come on, say, my God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
He can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Hide me from the rain.
Hide me from the rain.
My God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
He heals me when I'm broken.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Strength where I've been weak.
Strength where I've been weak.
Forever he'll reign. Come on, if you believe it, lift your voice and say,
my God is awesome.
Come on, if you know he's awesome, say it.
Awesome.
Come on and lift your voice.
Awesome.
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 My God.
My God is awesome.
Come on and testify. Awesome.
Awesome.
If you believe it, say it.
Awesome.
Come on and say it. Think about it, Savior of the whole world,
giver of salvation,
by his stripes, I'm healed. My God is awesome. Today I am forgiven. His grace is why I'm living. Somebody ought to praise his holy name. Come on and testify, you know he's awesome, say it. Come on and lift your voice and say,
Come on,
somebody.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank God for tonight. We thank God for another Thursday, a thankful Thursday. a terrific Thursday. We're just thanking God for each and every person that's on this line, on tonight, on this blog. Just giving God the glory, giving God the honor, and giving God the praise, because we all know that he is due all of that. We just thanking God, thanking God, thanking God. We're praising him, worshiping him. And tonight we just want to take this opportunity to just worship God. I was playing playing Everlasting God, and it started on my end sound like it was cutting up. So I just want to know that, I don't know if you guys were hearing what I was hearing, but that's okay, because we're going to continue to praise him on tonight. We're going to just give him the glory, the honor, and the praise. We're praying for those that are going through bereavement right now. If you all were on the line on last week, you heard one of our goddaughters that was giving her testimony. She was at the hospital. Unfortunately, we are sad to say that she did lose the baby 2 days ago, and we've just been praying for her strength, and she's been weak, but God, we know that God will make her strong. So, and this is the fifth one that she's lost. So we're just praying for her. We are praying for her strength. We're praying that God will restore and that God will give her the desires of her heart. She's desiring to be a mother, and we just pray that God just gives her that desire. So tonight, if each and every one of you would just keep Nisha in prayer to keep her comfort and strengthened. We're asking God to just continue to bless her and the family, because that's hard. That's a hard one for her to have carried him. His name was Levi, and to carry him for this long, this has been the longest she's carried one, and to lose him. Thanking God that he's going to strengthen her and give her comfort on tonight. And every night after that, hearts are heavy tonight. Hearts are heavy, but we know God is a restorer, and God will strengthen. So we thank God. Tonight, we're just going to take this opportunity for those that have a praise report, a testimony, a prayer request. If any of those things, if you would press one, I would recognize you on unmute your phones, so that we just give God the praise of tonight. We just want to give him the praise. Hallelujah. We just want to give him the praise. We just want to give him the praise. 0279, your line is open.
Thank the Lord. We just want to say praise the Lord. We lift you up, Anisha, and we lift you up, and we lift everything that God has for you in the past, present, and the future up. We lift you up, and we lift each and every one of you on this line up. We lift you up, Evangelist, and we lift your husband up, Pastor George, and we lift, oh, my God, just all your people up that are praising your name. And we thank you, Father God, for this opportunity to come into our ears, hallelujah, for us to have cell phone privileges, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for the enemy not striking us down during the week. We thank you, Father God, for a better report than we had last week, because each week and every round grows higher and higher, Father God. And I kept in mind, whose report will you believe? No matter what it is going on around you, whose report will you believe? Whose report? Whose report? Whose report? And I just know that it's important for us to believe together that no matter what things look like, God has the final say so. It's written in his word. Everywhere you go, he's reaffirming your faith. And I just want to see what's been going on in my life, no matter what it looked like, no matter how it hurt, no matter what I think about it, no matter how overwhelming it gets. My testimony and my report comes from the Lord. So I just want to encourage everybody to continue to believe in the Lord God Almighty, who made heaven and earth. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. Whose report will you believe? And I want to thank you for this opportunity. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Whose report will you believe? Hallelujah. We're going to believe the report of the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I thank God tonight. I was reading a post that I posted a year ago, and that post said, resurrection power, that thing is not dead. Speak life into it. Jesus is real. That just really did something to me, because I said there's a lot of things that I need to speak life back into, because it's just not dead. It's just, it may be dormant. It may just lie there dormant, but it's not dead. How many of you have some things in your life that you just, you've been praying for, and you thought that it was dead, and you thought that it was not going to happen, and it may just be lying dormant. It may just be just waiting for that perfect time, which is God's timing, to resurrect. Let's resurrect some stuff on tonight. How many of you need some things in your life resurrected? If you would press one, let's just talk about that for a second. Some things in your life that you just need to resurrect, because it's not dead. And we know God is not dead. He's still alive. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Someone else have a testimony, a praise report. God is good. All these lines, I should say every light lit up on here, because God is truly, he's been good. He woke you up. Hallelujah. That's a testimony. The only thing that you have to say is God is good all the time. He woke me up. He gave me breath. That's a testimony. Hallelujah. Don't be ashamed, because God is, you don't want him to be ashamed of you. 7430, the line is open. Time is open.
Oh, yeah, I just want to say thank God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Can't do anything but thank God, regardless of situations, regardless of how I feel in the moment, regardless of who hurt me, regardless of who helped me, regardless of no matter what, good or bad, just continue to praise God and stay within him through all times and yield to him and continue to let the light that he has within you lit and not dim out. Just keep it lit, and I thank God for continuing to not just let my light grow, but to shine and even affect others, and even letting others' light come into my life and show me the way to where I need to be. And I thank the Lord for so much. For the Lord is the reason for it all. I'm just so thankful. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for shining light on situations, allowing me to revealing so much to me. Thank you, Lord God, for giving me so much, and also taking away things that I think I may need but don't need. Thank you, Lord God, for family and friends I need to be closer to, and the ones that I need to shy away from. And of course, it's always still love, because he'll never make it on my end or even on their end. If it's true, I'll know. And he lets me know. He reveals to me the spirit that he put inside me, guides me each and every day, and I'm thankful. I'm thankful for life. I'm just so thankful. I'm thankful for the people in my life, the things in my life. I'm just so thankful, Lord. Thank you, Lord God, for everything. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you for this precious, precious life, this precious life, which could be taken at any moment, even if it were to be today. Lord God, I'm thankful for all the years I've had, all the time I had, the breath that you've given me at this very, very moment. I'm just so thankful. The people that you've placed in my life to allow me to even grow into the man I am today, that helped me, that you placed in my life to help me seek you. Because if I didn't seek you, I'd never know you. And if I never knew you, ain't no telling where I would actually be without you. So thank you, Lord, for giving me life, for opening my eyes, giving me ears to hear and eyes to see, because I was able to seek you. Thank you, Lord God, for giving me so much privilege, so much grace, so much mercy. Lord, we worship you and we praise you and we give you the glory and all the honor. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Bless you. Thank you. I love you all on this blog. I love you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, and bless you. Bless each and every one of you. God bless you all. Thank you.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. God. Thank God. That's just a praise. Just praising him and thanking him and giving him the glory and giving him the honor and giving him the praise. Hallelujah. 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 Awesome. 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 Just to hear a young man. Hallelujah. Just to give him the praise and to know who his father is. Thank you, Jesus. We're thanking you, Lord God, tonight. Tonight is Thankful Thursday. We're thanking him for everything tonight. We're thanking him for the things we have. We're thanking him for the things we don't have. Hallelujah. And we're having high expectations. Glory to God, because we know God is able. God is in control. And we just know that all things are possible with him. Hallelujah. And without him, you can forget it. You can forget it. Hallelujah. We just thank God for Jesus on tonight. Thanking God for Jesus, being excited about him. That's all it's about. Being excited about him. Hallelujah. Not for what he's giving you or all that. It's just being excited knowing that you are a child of God, that he has not forgotten you, that he gave you life once again. Hallelujah. We have so much to be excited. That's why I said that thing is not dead. Hallelujah. Resurrected power. That thing in your life is not dead. May have been dormant, but it's not dead. Time to get back yours. What's been stolen from you, it's time to get it back. Hallelujah. It's time to pull down the blessings from heaven. It's time to lean on. Hallelujah. Lean on. Hallelujah. That word, knowing the promises of God. What did God tell you? What are some things that God told you? And did you even have your ear open to hear? Were you still enough to hear what he said to you? Hallelujah. What is God saying to you tonight? What is it that it is that you need from him? What is it that you've been asking for? And it just seems like it may not be happening. That thing is not dead. Hallelujah. It's time to resurrect that thing. That thing right there, hallelujah, it's time to resurrect it. Hallelujah, speak life into it tonight. Whatever it is, if it's your health, if it's your finances, if it's your relationship, speak life. Your children, speak life into them. Don't tell these kids you're just like your daddy, you're just like your mommy, you ain't going to be nothing. Tell them you are victorious. You are the child of a king. Hallelujah. You are somebody, and you are going to be successful. You're going to be victorious. You're going to be excellent. Speak life into your children. Speak life into your husband and into your wife. Speak life into that marriage, into that relationship. Hallelujah. Speak life. Go into your wallet and speak to it. You will be full and abundant. Speak to that bank account. Glory to God. Speak to yourself. Speak to your heart. You will be full of joy, and you will have peace. Speak to your mind. You have, hallelujah, you are not depressed. Speak to yourself. I am successful. I am prosperous. I am healthy. I will have longevity in my life. Hallelujah. I am disease-free, stress-free, hallelujah, worry-free, concern-free. I got joy, 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 joy down in my heart, in my soul, hallelujah, and hallelujah. We already spoke about this on last week. I know who my daddy is. Glory to God. Speak life. Power is in your tongue. I am cancer-free. I am migraine-free. I am lupus-free, hallelujah. I am debt-free. I am fat-free. Speak these things. Hallelujah. And when you speak it, believe it. And know that it is true. Speak life. Speak life. Speak life. I'm diabetes free. I'm mean free. Stop being mean. I'm hateful free. I'm attitude free. Okay, Maria. I'm the only one that I'm speaking to right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Speak, speak, speak life. Speak life to the situation. You need a home? Speak to the key that will go into the hole, into the door. You need a job? Speak to that application. You want to own a business? Speak to it. Get it started. Go ahead and start naming your business. Whatever that business is that you have on your heart, go ahead and name it. Write it down. Go ahead and go to the Secretary of State and go ahead and sign it up. Take steps. And then walk by faith and watch everything else happen. Tell God this is it. Put God in it first. Tell him, God, I'm giving you this business. Go ahead and open it up for me. I did it. You can do it too. It's time out for pity parties and woe is me. Because you have the power. You have dominion over everything. God gave us this. This is what God gave us, dominion. God gave us the power. We're the one. We're the ones that will step out in faith. We're the ones that become stagnant. We're the ones that cause our lack. We get complacent. We get lazy. We just sit back. We just accept what it is. We take the situation as is, and we don't fight. But I'm telling you tonight, fight for what's right. Fight for what you want. And I'm not saying fight as it with the thing. I'm saying fight. Spiritual warfare is going on right now. If your children ain't enough, fight. Pray. Pray. Prayer. It changes things, I'm telling you. And I'm not telling you something I heard. I'm telling you something that I know. Prayer, praise, prayer, praise, worship, all these things. Time out for pity party. Time out. It's time to go in. Whatever that thing is that you need, whatever that thing is that you want, it's time to go in and get it. You want it, go get it. Boldly. Go boldly before, because you have to know who you are. And just know God's got you. Whatever it is, God's got you. Go get it. Hallelujah. I don't know who, that was probably just for me. Hallelujah. But I'm just telling you right now, God is in control. And God wants you to trust him. God wants you to have good things. Do you think that you're not supposed to have? Do you not think that you're worthy enough to have all of the greatness that God has for you? Come on, why wouldn't you deserve to have greatness? If you say that you are a child of God, you belong to him, then why aren't you living with faith, knowing that you deserve the best? You deserve the best because you serve the best. Hallelujah. You deserve the best because you serve the best. No more time for lack. No more time for stagnation. No more time for pity parties. No more time for being lazy and just receiving whatever it is thrown at you. Because you have to know Satan is after you, and he wants to destroy each and every one of us. He wants to destroy our marriages. He wants to destroy our children. He wants to take and steal our joy. He wants to take and steal your businesses. He wants to destroy homes. He wants to destroy mine. He wants you to think you're crazy. He wants you to think you need medication to get up and medication to go down. He wants you to think that you can't function. He wants you to think you're hurting all the time. You can't move around. You can't praise him. You can't shout for joy because you're hurting. The devil is a lie. I will shout for joy. I will move. I will live. Time out. Time out. It's time to get mad and angry with Satan. It's time to just go for his head. What is it that you need? What is it that you want? What is it? What is it? What is it? Just think about it. What is it? And then think again, why don't I have it? What's stopping me from getting the best? Am I standing in my own way? Because God said if I ask for it, I can receive. If you ask, you shall have. Why don't you have? Where is your faith? What's holding you back? Man, what is holding you back from heaven? And let me tell you, you don't have to sell your soul to the devil to have the best in life. You don't have to do blood sacrifices to be rich and prosperous and have the best of the best. You don't have to be a sellout, but be sold out. Be sold out to Christ and just stand on his word saying, hey, God, if you said it, I believe it. And I'm not the one bringing the message on tonight. Hallelujah. I am not the one bringing the message on tonight. But I thank God because I know somebody needed to hear it besides me. Because first of all, I'm talking to myself. Now, if anybody else receives this, hey, glory to God. I hope it helps somebody. But I'm speaking to myself tonight. No more pity parties. No more feeling sorry for myself. Hallelujah. It's on. And I'm talking to the devil. The devil is on and popping on tonight. That might be a little street talk, but it's on and popping now. I'm telling God that I am believing you. I trust you. I am all in. And devil, you better back up off of me and watch out. It's on and popping. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. 1436, your line is open.
Praise God. I thank God in the name of Jesus for being online today. Because I had a whole bunch of obstacles just trying to keep me from getting online. You're like, the more I know it get closer to the time for me to be online, like all kind of situations will come up. I feel like I don't feel good. I feel this and I feel that. But I kept on reviewing it in the name of Jesus that now I'm still going to be online. Because I do have a testimony. I thank God for moving in my sister-in-law's life where she's at the point like she was giving up on life because it seemed like nothing wasn't going right for her. The agency I called to check on her, social worker, and everybody pretty much I called. Everybody had an excuse. But then it all got to be an overflow. It's just like this person wanted to jump in, this person wanted to jump in, but them not the people that she wanted to jump in. So some of them just got out of a bunch of confusion. They just left. By the grace of God, I kept calling the same agent that I wanted her to be in. By the grace of God. And they said, no, it's not that we don't want her. It's the point that hostage said that they have her and they have to release her. But they hadn't released her, so that made them their hands tied. So the head lady from the agency that she's supposed to be going in that's going to help her get well, home care, they still working on her. They're not going to give up. And I just told them, I said, I praise God because I know ain't nobody but God. So he the one to do everything. And I thought about what Sister Maria was saying when she said, we have a father. We have a father that can do all things, that can cure all things, that can move all obstacles out of our way. And I usually sit up here and be a pity party, be crying, oh, Lord, I don't know what to do. I don't want them to give up on her. And she started giving up because all the confusion was going on. I kept praying to God, talking to God. I said, God, help her. Please help her. God is moving. He's moving in the unseen. I can't see, but he's moving in the unseen. Seen. He is protecting us from danger and seen and unseen. Things is trying to trap or whatever. And the reason I feel things is trying to go against her despite what I'm trying to ask God to do for her, but God is going to work it out. And I know she's going to be okay. She shall live and not die. And she shall be his walking testimony that said, hey, I fast for this and I fast for that. And look at me now. Look where God brought me from. And I thank God, and I thank my apostle and my pastor for praying for her. And I thank all y'all church members for praying for her. And I know she's going to be all right. And I ask y'all to pray that God move in a mysterious way, that enemy realize he cannot have something that belongs to the Lord. Just like I gave a testimony every time I talk about how my grandbaby had 13 surgeries, but look at him now. God didn't let him die. God can see stuff in us that we don't see in ourselves. God don't want us to give up. God never gave up on us. We gave up on him. And I talk to her and read to her for her, and we talk about God. God is in our heart. God is in our heart. That's all she talk about. And whom is said a situation like this then bring her closer to him. So I always say, God, don't let me interfere with your will, not mine. And I keep praying that prayer, and I claim it. And I say, okay, God, I don't get it. I don't have to keep on repeating it. I don't have to keep on repeating it. And if I sit here and cry and say, war is me, like Sister Marie was saying, that to me made me feel like you asked your father that for help. And now you're crying, and like to me, I feel like for me to cry, it's like me doubting him. I don't doubt him. Regardless how the situation seems, I can maybe be getting worse. But then I tell her, I said, no weapon going to form against you going to prosper. I said, your father is protecting you from danger seen and unseen. Because there's a like Sister Marie was saying, the devil's out there to steal, kill, and destroy and trap and break up families and marriages and children and grandchildren and everything. But I know I have a praying church that prays for my family and prays for everybody. They don't have to know you. They'll pray for you. Ask for prayer. They give it to you. And I thank God for that. That's one reason why I get on this line, even if I don't feel like, even if I just listen and never say nothing, but in silent, praise God in the name of Jesus. Because when you see where you know where you're supposed to be and you see something moving in your life and despite things that you have to go through and God just be there with you to strengthen you, then knowing that you can do it, that the closer you get into him, the better you're going to start feeling. But the enemy don't want you to realize that once you start feeling God in your spirit, in your heart, and your deep down in your soul, you are going to get better. The enemy wants you to think you're still getting worse and worse and worse. I don't claim cancer no more. I used to say, they said I had cancer, but I don't claim it. I don't claim it. God didn't give me that. When I was born into the world, I didn't have that. God made me. He created me. He even knew me before he put me in my mother's womb. And I just thank him. I thank him. If I get out of land, I thank him for sending me back straight. Things I used to do, I don't do no more. I try to walk in peace despite anything. I try to walk in peace. Even if after some time I was told, sometimes you just got to shut your mouth and just listen. I'm not too proud that I can't listen. And I know my apostle and my pastor and Pastor George is the real deal. If you want supernatural healing, believe in what they're telling you because it's real. I'm a living witness. It's real. I got up one morning. I've been getting up each morning now, not having a bad knee pain that I can't get out of bed. I can get out of bed without a knee pain. So, oh, I can just walk in. It feels so good that I forget I even had problems in my knees. And I'm not going to let the devil make me sit up here and claim it back. I may have a little fear of knee pain, but that don't mean it's coming back. What God take away from me, it's going to stay away. And I just thank God for this ministry. And I thank God for the people that he put in my life. And that's all I'm going to keep on telling everybody. Because I know out of everybody I talk to, somebody's going to listen. My sister-in-law joined the bandwagon. She may not be online, but she sure enough praises. And she sure enough want me to read God's words to her. So somebody listen. And I just pray to God that everybody just can handle her, be around her, that they do the right thing by her, because no matter what position she in or what condition she in, she still have a father, just like we have a father. And I ask y'all to keep her up in prayer, that she shall prosper. She shall be a walking testimony. In Jesus' most holy name, I thank you. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to read, I'm going to read this devotion. We're going to get into the word with Pastor Flint. I see each and every one of you with your lights on. And so if I didn't get you now, I'll make sure I get you after the word has gone forth. The word tonight is saying, let me teach you thankfulness. Begin by acknowledging that everything, all your possessions, and all that you are belongs to me. The dawning of each new day is a gift from me, not to be taken for granted. The earth is vibrantly alive with my blessings, giving vivid testimony to my presence. If you slow down your pace of life, you can find me anywhere. Some of my most precious children have been laid aside in sick beds or shut away in prisons. Others have voluntarily learned the discipline of spending time alone with me. The secret of being thankful is learning to see everything from my perspective. My world is your classroom. My word is a lamp to your feet and a light for your path. We have three scriptures tonight. The first one coming from Hebrews 12, 28 through 29. Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us be thankful and so worship God acceptably with reverence and awe, for our God is a consuming fire. Psalms 19:1, the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows his handiwork. Psalms 119:105, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Glory to God. We thank God for that reading. We give glory to we give God the glory, honor, and the praise. We're going to get ready for this word, and it's going to be awesome, 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 because we know that God is in control. So, Pastor Flint, if you are ready, I will unmute your mic. And everyone else that has not had a chance to give a testimony or a praise report, I will acknowledge you after the word has gone forth, and we'll just go right back into it. Hallelujah. 1072, your line is open.
Praise God, praise God, praise God. Woo, praise God. I had a time with the Lord this morning. I was on the road, and I don't know if Pastor Wanda used to sing this song a lot. My mama used to sing it a lot. I know my brother Darryl used to sing it. But this song has been in my spirit all day long. And it's an old song, but they say, this joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me. This joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me. This joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me. I say the world didn't give it. The world can't take it away. And I talk about the peace. They say, this peace that I have, the world didn't give it to me. This peace that I have, the world didn't give it to me. This peace that I have, the world didn't give it to me. I say the world didn't give it. The world can't take it away. last verse I think here. This love that I have, the world didn't give it to me. This love that I have, the world didn't give it to me. I tell you, this love that I have, the world didn't give it to me. I say the world didn't give it, and the world can't take it away. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. God, we just praise you and worship you, and we magnify your name. Father, we thank you for this night, God, that you've given us this night we call tonight, that you've blessed us with. You blessed us, God, with fresh blood running warm through our veins. You blessed us, Lord God, with the activity of our limbs. You blessed us, God, with your breath of life flowing through our nostrils. We say you blew into man and made him a living soul. God, we thank you. Hallelujah. Oh, this joy, God, this joy. The joy of the Lord is our strength tonight. The joy of the Lord is your strength tonight. Hallelujah. If you're feeling weak, you're feeling down, you're feeling out, you're feeling depleted, you're feeling stepped on, stepped over, looked on, looked over, this joy that you have, it's time to reach up and get the joy of the Lord. Hey, you got to know, he said, in your weakness, my strength is perfected. He said, hey, and my grace is sufficient. You got to lean on the all-sufficient grace of God right now. You got to find a way to anchor yourself in the middle of the storm. It said, your anchor grip and hold a solid rock. That anchor is not movable. And how do I anchor myself, Brother George? I anchor myself by getting in the Word. I anchor myself by praying. I anchor myself by locking myself with the Lord, finding some quiet time with my anchor. He told Joshua, he said, meditate on this Word day and night, and it'll bring you good success. I anchor myself in the Word of God. Tonight, I want to know if there's some real worshipers on here. And if it is, I mean, true worshipers on here, I need you to press one. Hold on. Heavenly Father, we just thank you, God. Remove us. Remove me. I know you are the service has already been going forth, and it's been flowing the way you wanted to flow. Holy Spirit, it's all yours. It's none of us. We remove ourselves from the situation, from the equation. We decrease that you increase. It's all of you, none of us. In the Son of Jesus' name we pray. Holy Spirit, help me deliver the way you want me to deliver. But, God, just worship us. I'm going to have a song say my worship is for real. But there ain't any worshipers on here tonight. And I'm asking because I don't like doing topics, but the guy gave me a topic this morning. I was driving it, and the topic was, I got to give it to him. Got to give him what, bro? I got to give him all the glory. I got to give him all the honor. I got to give him all the praise. I ain't no way I can keep going on and not give it to him what belongs to him. Ain't no way. Job said, though he slay me, yet will I trust. Ain't no way. And now you say you're a worshiper. I'm not going to be before you long. I just want to know if you're a worshiper, do you know why your worship is for real? We had a song called All for a Reason, and the closing line was birthed from it. But the song's called All for a Reason, and the chorus was like, why do we do the things we do? Why do we say the things we say? And it says, all for a reason. And then we go back and talk about it. Like, you can realize, why did I get molested? Or why is cancer in my body? Or why did I lose my sons and my husband? Why? Is my mom on her deathbed? Or why was I born to some crackheads? Or why is alcoholism? Or why, you know, I'm a part of a generational curse? Why? And then you steal. Or he said, don't you slay me yet, will I trust? Why? Can I steal? This is what he told John the Baptist. This is what happened. And I'm paraphrasing, but the scripture was John the Baptist told his disciples to go ask Jesus, was he the one, or should they look for another? And Jesus told them, tell them about the people that's been cleansed from leprosy, and blind eyes are being seen, lame people are walking. And he said, blessed are those who are not, who are because of me. You know what I mean? So when he's saying that, is that, here's what he's saying. You got evicted. If you still say God is a provider. Though he had not provided for you, cancer all in your body. If you still say God is a healer, though he has not healed you. You're in desperate need of a miracle. Yet you still say God is a way maker, he's a miracle worker, yet miracles have not touched your doorstep. So he's the Almighty God, El Shaddai, the Almighty God. Yet nothing in your life reflects that. You say, my father is rich in houses and land, and I'm his heir. Yet your poverty is stricken. Welfare recipient. Paycheck to paycheck is how you live. Yet you still speak it. Why? Because God, he made it. He made it, and he put your name on it. He put his name on it and his reputation. With his reputation on the line, he got to come through. She's telling y'all, speaking that he got to come through. His reputation on the line, he got to come through. Even when Satan told him, does Job forsake you for not just trying him? You know what I mean? Bring him to the table. Bring you to the table. Will Maria still serve you after this? Will Rosa and Wanda still serve you after this? Will Calvin or Anthony or Hakeem still serve? After I do this to them, after this, will they still serve you? And he want to know why. The worship is for real. Turn on your TV and see what could have been you. It's also said it could have been me, it should have been me, it would have been me if it wasn't for the Lord. So I got to give him the praise. When I go to Ashby Street, or I go to Mechanicsville, or I go to areas where I sold drugs at, or if I go to certain areas where I did all other craziness. So I go to the areas where I be casing calls. I got, when I see those people that look just like how I look, talk like I talk, did the things that I did, and I say, look where he brought me from. Look where he brought me from. When you think about people that's in prison, go to the jailhouse. I remember my mom used to take us, after service, we used to go to the hospitals. After church services, and just walk down the hospital, go to Grady, and God, the Spirit of the Lord, lead us who to pray for, and all these different rooms, but go, take a trip. I mean, you can't do it now because they ain't let people in because of the pandemic. But I'm telling you, if you did those things, and you will see, look where he brought me from. Look where he brought me from. Well, look what I could have been. Look what could have been me. See these young children in human trafficking. You see, I read an article yesterday. There's a man in jail. He raped a young 13-year-old boy and then shot him in the face. The kid had snuck out to go to his friend's house. And walking back home, dude in the sand, put a gun on, put him in the car. Raped him, 13-year-old little boy, and then threw him out the car, shot him in the face and everything. The kid didn't die. But that could have been any one of your children on this line. And when she said, who got a praise report? Who got a testimony? Nobody should be silent. I got to give it to him. Ain't no way I continue to sit down on God. And I say, ain't no way. Ain't no way. I got to give it to him. When I know I could have been in jail or prison for the rest of my life, for my life, my whole life. But look where I am. They would say, look where he brought me from. Hallelujah. There's a lot we can get upset about. There's a lot we can get bitter about. There's a lot we can... No, it's a lot of children that are born out of wedlock. A lot of children, they call them bastards. A lot of children that were born in families, mama's prostitutes. We looked at a show about Billie Holiday. When she was 10 years old, her mama made her be a prostitute at 10 years of age. And Satan said, God, can you make some out of them? Can you take and make some beautiful out of that? Can you take some and make some beautiful out of that, out of those? You know, but yes, I'm trading in my ashes. I'm trading in my ashes. He said, I'll give you beauty for ashes. I'm trading in my ashes. So I want you to just think tonight. Think about where you could have been, where you should have been, where you would have been if it wasn't for the Lord. My wife and she can ride past that road. I mean, if you want a reason to worship, she can ride on 20 West, and she can look to that street in between Edgewood and Panola Road, and she'll have a reason to praise God. My mama, she can go to different hospitals where they said, I don't even know how she's still alive. And you can have a reason to praise God. Sister that just got through testifying, know how she done kick cancer in the butt. But you see some other folks that the council kicked their butt. And you know you got a reason to praise God. I know what it's like to have guns to your head. I know what it's like to put guns up somebody. But I know who I am. I know whose I am. I know that God is a good God. He's a great God. He's a magnificent God. He's an awesome God. He's a wonderful God. And then today, this day, I can no longer sit down on him. I got to give it to him. I got to give it to him. When I look at my life, when I look at those, if I can go to downtown and you can see those that are dealing with mental health issues, you can look at those that are homeless, those that are seeking a savior and don't know what, you know, searching for something and don't know that it's inside of them, like Eve, the enemy tricked her because she didn't know she was made in his image and not his likeness. It was already inside of you. Till you become. Oh, my God. I got a reason to praise. So I got to praise, and I got to get it out. I got to praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise. So I ask the question, do you know why your worship? Real, if you look over your life, I look back over my life, that I've been blessed, I got to. You woke up this morning. Everybody didn't wake up this morning. Everybody, like, some people didn't get to their home last night. I'm a survivor. I'm more than a conqueror. He called me friend. I'm a child of God. He called me. You got a reason to praise about you, but I got to give it to him. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. I worship your holy name. Hallelujah. 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 I can't sit down on you no longer, God. I thank you. Hallelujah. When I look over my life, when I look where I could have been, where I should have been, where I would have been. Hallelujah. When I see he gave me another day, just another day that the Lord has kept me. Hallelujah. With wisdom and knowledge. I'm saying, when I tell you that when I was born, they told my mom to have an abortion, you're supposed to abort him. If you don't abort him, he's going to be mentally retarded and you're going to die. We both still here, and y'all know I'm not mentally retarded. Lord, I thank you. Hallelujah. I got plenty of wisdom. Street knowledge, common knowledge, book knowledge, whatever you want to call it, I got it. Heaven knowledge, kingdom knowledge, I got it. Oh, Lord, we thank you. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God. We praise you, Lord God. We worship you, Lord God. We magnify your name. Lord, we honor you right now, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you for an ear to hear, God. Thank you for an ear to hear. You say, he that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. You say, such as led by the Spirit of God are the children of God. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. I got to praise and I got to get it. I don't know about you guys. I don't know what you come to do, but I come to praise the Lord tonight. I don't know what you come to do, but I come to praise him. I come to shout for joy. I come to lift him up. I come to let him know that I'm grateful and I'm thankful. When I look where I could have been, when I look where I should have been, when I look where I would have been, when I look at me, when I look at this is who I was. If I drive down a certain street, so I can see myself in some of these young children, young teenagers, and young adults, God, I can see myself. If I can ride past certain streets, I can see myself. I can see that the things that I was engaged in and indulged in, and I thought I was big and bad to do all the things that Satan wanted me to do. And I see God say, hey, I'm going to take him and I'm going to make something beautiful out of him. I'm going to take this sin flawed soul and I'm going to make it a masterpiece of grace. Lord, I thank you. I got a reason to worship. And Father, we thank you right now, God. Oh, we thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your mercy, God. And Lord, great is your mercy towards us, God. Great is your mercy. Great is your grace. Great is your mercy. Great is your grace. Hallelujah. Great is your mercy. Great is your grace. David said, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Great is your mercy. Great is your grace, God. And I don't know, God, who's on this line. I don't care. But I say, everyone on the sound of my voice, God, I thank you for keeping them, but you're keeping anointed. I thank you, God, that those on my voice have been challenged and charged to think, have a thought about why. Why am I still here? And once you think about it, then you're gonna, he killed me. He took these dead man clothes off me like Lazarus. He said, Lazarus, come forth. I'm saying tonight, come forth, come forth, come forth, and give it to him. Realize your why. Why? Or what is my reason? What's the reason for my worship? Is my worship real? Why? Why do I worship? What is the reason that I have to worship God? Think about it. Evans, I'll turn it back over to you for a minute of service.
Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Thanking God for that word on tonight. Did it bless you like it blessed me? Glory to God. Hallelujah. We're going to just keep it going. We're going to keep this worship going. We don't want to lose any of it. Hallelujah, because the Spirit has been high on tonight. And I just thank God for all of it. And like I told you before, if I didn't get you before, I'm going to get you now. So 6447, your line is open.
Hallelujah. Praise God. I thank God for the word tonight. I thank God for Evangelist Flint tonight. That word God was bringing forth through you. Hallelujah. It was very stirring. And I praise God. And I just want to say my testimony. Hallelujah. It's just another day that the Lord has kept me. It's just another day. Oh, yeah. That the Lord has helped me. He has helped me from all evil. And my mind stayed on Jesus. It's just another day, oh, that the Lord, I know he has kept me. Hallelujah. I just thank the God. I just thank him. I thank him. I praise him. But like my son said, I have a reason to thank him, and I still do. I praise God for the scripture in Psalms in the 19th chapter, and I believe it's 39th verse or somewhere around there, where he said, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but I shall, not I might, but I shall deliver them from them all. My heart just really is so full. I'm listening to my daughter. I'm listening to my son. And, you know, I praise God. I praise him.
Hallelujah.
For saving them. I praise him for my three boys in heaven that was saved before they left here. And I praise God for the two sons and the daughter that I have now. I thank him that they love the Lord. It's awesome. It's an awesome thing to know where your children are. It's an awesome thing to be able to praise God for how you can talk to him when the enemy shows his ugly head. Glory be to God. That's why he said we must be watchful. He said watch as well as pray. So we have to watch those things around. And God bless you all. I'm feeling good. I'm looking good. I'm smelling good. Hallelujah. And I give God the praise for it all tonight. God bless you.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. That's my favorite girl right there. Hallelujah. 6514, your line is open.
Praise God. Praise God. I want to thank God for my sister Maria and my brother George for this ministry. I pray God that he keep utilizing y'all for his glory and his honor. I'm grateful to him for my health, my peace of mind, and my tranquility, for roof over my head and clothes to wear. I thank him for his grace and mercy on my life. He deserves all the glory. To God be the glory. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. God, you are awesome. You are awesome. You are awesome. Hallelujah. Is he awesome or what? 5659. Your line is
open.
5659. Your line is open.
What?
Pastor Wanda, your line is open.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God.
I heard you over there.
All the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because he has kept me. Hallelujah. Kept me from everything. Hallelujah. Kept me. Hallelujah. With a mind that stayed on Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm not going anywhere. And I can say that because I know that. Hallelujah. Not just saying it because I'm talking, but because there's nowhere else to go. Why would they even consider it? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I thank God for such a wonderful service today. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And another great day. Hallelujah. It's been another great day. It's been an awesome day. A wonderful day. Hallelujah. A fantastic day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I thank God that Apostle, hallelujah, she over here glowing. Hallelujah. The Lord has a light all around her and all about her. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I could feel Pastor George's light. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I'm saying this joy that I have, the world didn't give it, and it sure can't take it away. Hallelujah. The peace that I have, the world did not give it to me. And it cannot take it away. Hallelujah. And this love, he's giving me a love. His love embraces me. It encapsulates me. Hallelujah. The same thing he does for me, he'll do it for you. Hallelujah. There's no reason for you not to feel the love of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Y'all continue to spread the word of God. Hallelujah. Just let it get juicy and run all over the place. Hallelujah. Love there, peace there, joy, happiness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just spread mercy. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Spread it everywhere you go. Everywhere you go, wherever you go. Hallelujah. Put some drops there. Drops there. Drops there. Drops there. Oh, praise God. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen. All right. All right. Hey. This joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me. Hey. 6853, your line is open.
Hello?
Hello? Your line is open.
How y'all doing this evening?
Doing great. How are you?
Oh, I'm blessed. I am truly blessed. You know, God has been so good to me. I'm Carissa Taylor. A lot of y'all call me Chris. You know, to hear mother, I call her mother because to me she's my spiritual mother. Mother Aunt, she is special to me, and I am so glad that she's here with me, and I'm able to talk to her from time to time or send her a text every now and then, and she'll send me a text. You know, and it's just great when God takes care of you and you're able to praise him. You know, I got a call yesterday. I'm giving God the praise that one of my little nephews had got shot. And I don't know the circumstances right now because what I got the call, they say he got shot 6 times. I don't know what's going on, but I told God, this is yours. You got to take care of it. And, like, I called one of my nieces, and she just went crying. And I told her, you need to regroup because we go through a lot. And God let me know a long time ago that we are not here to stay. And so we have to do emotional, like I'm emotional, but I learned through all the stuff that I've been through, don't fall apart. Don't just come loose at the seams. Because when you lose so many people in your life, all your siblings and stuff, and you find yourself standing alone like I have, and you have nobody really to depend on, but the Lord. And when you can't call anybody on the phone late at night or early in the morning, there's one thing about it that I learned, that God always waits, he's always hearing, and I'm connected to him. Because if I wasn't connected to him for all the stuff that I've been through, I would have been gone too. But I came too far from where I started from. And nobody told me that this road that I was traveling on was going to be easy. But I've came too far through all of the storm to let go. I'm not tired yet. I got work to do. And you know, I looked in my life and I said, Lord, I lived to see 70 years old last year. And I'm working on 71 this year. And it's all about him. It's not about me. There's nothing that I've done too good that I'm here, but I have a job. And I'm going to do my job until he calls me. And I ask you all, and I know it's some prayer warriors on this line, because I'm connected to a lot of them. Pastor George, Marie, and it's a lot more that's on this line that I'm connected to at those me. And they know that God has brought me through a bad illness, but I'm landed on my feet. I'm not tired yet. So y'all just keep praying for me that I will get stronger in my body. Thank you.
Amen. 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 Hallelujah. This is what we call a Holy Ghost party right here. Hallelujah. And we know a Holy Ghost party won't stop, so we're not going to let it stop. 9971, your line is open.
Amen. Giving honor to God. Thanking him for my life, my children's life. I especially thank him for blessing me with the family that I have. I'm grateful and thankful for my sister, my friend, my cousin, my second mother, Maria, and my brother, her husband, George Flint. I thought I was coming here to help her through her situation, and
they end up helping me and my babies. They help me and my babies get through a lot of things, never turned us away. I give honor to them. I thank them. I praise them for praying for me, with me every day, for me and my babies. Without them, some days I don't know how I would be able to make it. With Maria hearing me vent about the same thing over and over. But she listens. Every time I need her, she's there. And I thank God for her and George and Mama Rosa and Pastor Wanda. I love you guys. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank God. You know, you thank God for family, for being able to just help each other out. Honestly, she's here because during the time when I was not able to do as much for myself as I, you know, wanted to, and when George called her to come help me, and when I tell you she's a nurse, so perfect person to have to help me, and when I tell you she was here that, I think I woke up that night and saw her face here. So just thanking God for family and, you know, support and, you know, just having that, you know, that when we pray to say blessed to be a blessing, thank God for being able to be a blessing. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We're not going to stop. We're not going to stop. God is good. God is awesome. He's magnificent. You know, we just love him tonight. Now, we can end it, or we can keep it going. So if you press one and you want to keep this Holy Ghost party going, I can stay on here. We still have another 40, 50 minutes. We could just hang out with God. But I do know that the time is near. So if no one else has anything to say, then we will benefit. But if you want to keep it rolling, keep it going, because I'll praise them all night with you. I'll praise them all night with you. I'm going to see if Pastor Flint has anything else to say before we close out. Pastor Flint, any last words?
Hey, I don't have anything else, just to reiterate this. Hey, just if you need a reason to worship, you need a reason to know why you worship, just examine those things around you and where you are and where you ain't. I mean, my thing is, there's no other way. There's no other way. I know myself, I tried a lot of different ways, and I just found out there's no other way. I said it in love. I got to give it to him.
Amen. Well, we just thank God for each and every one of you that joined us tonight. We just give an honor to God because he didn't have to do it, but he did. And I'm just so, so grateful. And I'm so grateful for so much, but I'm just so grateful because God, you know, I had those but God moments. And, you know, when I had COVID and I recovered, that's a but God moment. When I was spinning across I-20 and hit a tree, and a tree fell on top of my car while I was sitting in the car, and I was able to crawl out of that car. That's a but God moment. Hallelujah. I have some but God moments, and I just thank him. I thank him. I thank him. I'm so, so, so grateful. So grateful. So grateful. And it's crazy because right after my accident, I heard about 3 or 4 other accidents, and they didn't make it. People I knew. But, hey, but God, but God, but God. And I know why, because God is not done with me yet. And if I'm not on fire for him, shame on me. If I don't go out there and do what God has me to do, shame on me. Because he gave me opportunity after opportunity and yet another opportunity. Hey, thank you, Lord. I just thank him. I'm grateful. I'm so grateful. Now I don't take it for granted that he did it. I am truly, truly grateful. So with that being said, we thank you, Lord God, for tonight. We thank you for each and every person on this line, for their family members that's represented, God.
God, I thank you right now for life, health, and strength. I thank you for the blood of Jesus covering each and every person on this line. I thank you, Lord God, that we're covered from the top of our heads to the sole of our feet. I thank you, Lord God, that our homes are covered, our vehicles are covered, God. I thank you, Lord God, that we will be bold as a lion and we will go out, God, and we will continue to help build your kingdom, God. I thank you that we won't be selfish with what we have, God, but we will regurgitate what you give us, God, to say. So, God, put us in place to be with those that are in need to hear a word from you, God. Put us in front of somebody just to need to be encouraged and know that you are real. Hallelujah. Put us, God, in place that we will not be ashamed, and we will speak of experience, because we were not there when Moses walked. We were not there when Sarah and Abraham was on land. But, God, we know what you've done for us. So I can speak from experience. I can tell people how good you are because, God, you saved me again and again and again, God. You've given me children that have not been in jail. I didn't have to go visit a graveyard because of my children, my husband. They're here. Hallelujah. I don't have kids acting crazy with me and cussing me out. Hallelujah. I thank you, God. I thank you, God. No matter what it looks like, feels like, I thank you, God, because you are real and you are in control, hallelujah, and I am taking all the limits off of you, God, and I'm giving it back to you. None of me, all of you, God. I thank you, Lord God. So with that being said, I ask you to bless each and every one this week. Have an awesome week. God is in control. He is going to do magnificent, magnificent things in your life. Hallelujah. He's going to bless you in a mighty way. He's going to knock your socks off. He's going to blow your mind. Grab it. Receive it. If something that you're needing from God, you better go get it. Hallelujah. No more lack. No more stagnation. Get it. Get it. Get it. It's yours. It's yours. Get it. Get it. Get it. Whatever that thing is that you need, get it from God. He's your supplier. Stop thinking man is your supplier. God is your supplier. He's your source. He's your resources. Tap in. Just tap in. Try. I promise you, you won't be sorry. Just try. You won't be sorry. Hallelujah. So, God, we thank you. I'm going to end with this song on tonight. You can listen. You can stay on. But, God, you are great, great to be, greatly to be praised. We love you. We honor you, Jesus. Come back on next Thursday. Invite somebody else. Somebody needs to hear about this ministry. Somebody needs a word from God. Hallelujah. And it's right here. The word is here. And it's not fake. It's real. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We love you, and there's absolutely nothing you can do about it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Let me hear the worshipers. Where's all of my praises? I want everybody around the world to put your hands together, because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go. God. Every praise. Come on, say every praise.
Every praise.
Every praise.